And are there any others that are in support of this legislation that would like to testify?
Go ahead. Senator Snowmeller, Representative Weaver, distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. My name's Elliot Thomas. I'm a harvester from Yarmouth, Maine, and I'm here to speak in support of LD 1579. There is a great need for a lobster promotion council in Maine. The need's there, and in order to meet this need, we need to help improve it. This bill allows members to come from different parts, segments of the world, actually, to help improve the way the board is going. Around the harbors, there's dissatisfaction and maybe changing the makeup of the board with the MLPC, and maybe changing the makeup of the board will help change that perception. As written, there may not be a harvester on the board. Harvesters pay the lion's share of the funding, and there needs to be a guaranteed harvester or harvester representative seats on the board, I feel. I assume we all realize that we're going to need more money to do this and to do it right. And the majority of this money is already coming from the harvester segment of the industry. And that's why I feel that these seats should be guaranteed. Waiting to do something can only hurt the industry. As the Lobster Council of Canada is rapidly gaining the support of industry, they're even self-imposing a tax on themselves per pound in order to have money to do it. So I just feel that anything that can help improve the Lobster Promotion Council is important.
Thank you very much. Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hi. You mentioned the Canadian system, and I was going to ask you about, you know, the Wild Blueberry Association does the same thing. You know, they self-impose, I think it's a penny or 2 cents a pound voluntary tax on blueberries, and then that money goes into funding the Blueberry Commission, their activities, and the WBANA, which is the Wild Blueberry promotions efforts. And so I'm just wondering whether there's ever been any, you know, real discussion about doing that same kind of thing, because as the number of lobster fishermen is, you know, restrained through regulation, you're going to have less and less money going forward, I would think. I mean, not this isn't addressed in that bill, I understand, but mentioned it, and so I thought I would ask you what you thought of that kind of a model.
That's a really good model. I think that the Canadians are having an easier time at it because they've got a brand new council, and they have a lot of faith in it, and as you go around the state, there's a lot of people that think the Lobster Promotion Council is doing great, but then there's a good number of people that feel that it needs a change. And their self-imposed tax is going to be over the whole of the Atlantic Canada. And it just can't work unless you can get everybody on board. And until there's a lot of faith from industry in the promotion council, it's going to be hard to get people to voluntarily.
Yes, of course.
So this is sort of, you know, having the horse in front of the cart. First, we prove that with the resources that we have, we can do a really good job. And then if ever we want to come up with a different funding model to get even more money, then we would have the confidence of the industry and they would be more likely to change.
That's what I feel.
Okay, great.
That's what I feel.
Very good. Representative Weaver.
There's one change that we may have to do, and it looks like we're going to have to do, is to make sure that those two positions are harvesters.
Or harvester representatives.
Okay, so
like
if we...
Like the wives or something? Is that what you mean?
It may be like an organization has a representative.
Why don't we just do harvesters? Wouldn't you feel better with harvesters?
There may be people on a harvester organization that can do better than the harvesters, but yet they're representing the harvesters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that being said, if we got that straightened out, how do your friends feel? The people you know, do they feel like you, or are they divided? How do they feel? Are they supportive? Like you seem to be so. support you? How do your friends, your neighbors, your fellow lobstermen, how do they feel?
Boy, it sometimes it becomes a real wild topic on the radio in the morning. Some days everybody's for it, other days everybody's against it. It just depends upon when the price drops, they're not doing anything. If the price goes up, oh, thing, look what's going on.
Why does that not surprise me?
It shouldn't really, but there's a number that are always negative and a number that are positive.
I agree with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any others on the committee you'd like to ask questions? Seeing not, thank you very much for your testimony. We're continuing on with hearing support.